Preface. In the aftermath of the Second World War, Malta remained under British colonial rule. Though the island had endured immense suffering and earned the George Cross for bravery, it was still a territory governed from London. In 1964, Malta achieved independence, and with it came the challenge of defining its place in a world divided by the Cold War. As a small nation in the central Mediterranean, Malta's strategic importance far outweighed its size. The first government since independence managed to balance ties with the West against the allure of alternative partnerships until, in 1971, Prime Minister Dom Mintoff set Malta on a new course, reducing reliance on Britain and cultivating relationships with Libya, China, and the Soviet bloc. His policies were bold, controversial, and pursued under the banner of sovereignty and neutrality. When Mintoff retired in 1984, he handpicked Dr. Karmenu Mifsud Bonnici as his successor, a man better known for his principles than for political maneuvering. Mifsud Bonnici inherited not only a divided nation, but also the burden of steering Malta through turbulent international waters. By 1985, Malta stood proud of its independence, yet exposed to the pressures of various countries trying to exert their influence on the island. Meanwhile, conflicts in the Middle East were rife, and politically motivated airliner hijacks were becoming common, with Malta experiencing already 3 hijacked planes on its runway. It was in this precarious climate of national and international politics and tension that the events inspiring this book unfolded. After 40 years, the voice recordings between the tower and the plane remain among the most compelling evidence of how negotiations were conducted under fear, defiance, and impossible choices. They also reveal, at times, the inexperience of those faced with managing such a horrific crisis. Because this story is anchored in those transmissions, all the plane exchanges that are in this book are reproduced here word for word. Some repetitions are preserved, even when they feel stifling, for only in their raw form can they reveal how the ordeal truly unfolded, moment by moment.